G'day, Robbie Slater. How are you going?
Good, Gerard. How are you doing?
Going all right, mate. Now, I saw a story there concerning Harry Kane over in the UK overnight. Well, he's contracted at Spurs still until 2024, but he wants to win trophies. What are the chances, do you think, that he could leave Tottenham or stay for another year under Jose Mourinho?
Well, big chances that he'll leave because, you know, players, at the end of what they want to win trophies. And, you know, they earn that much money. I mean, ridiculous amounts of money that they get to a stage, and I think Harry Kane's at that stage, where they want to win trophies because, hey, guess what? At the end of a career, of course, it's nice to have money, but you want to, you know, look around and see a trophy or two that you achieved during your career. So I think that's the motivation, and I think that, you know, to attain that, no disrespect to Spurs, but I think he'll have to leave them.
Yeah, your boss James, well, not your boss, but FFA boss James Johnson, he's come into it at a pretty critical time, hasn't he? He started his tenure as the head of the football here in Australia, Robbie, but he's called on players to stop their arguments with the A-League clubs.
Yeah, well, that's going to be difficult, Laurie, because the clubs are standing all the players down left, right and centre, which on one hand is understandable. Look, it's just strange times. We've never experienced this. So I guess that Newcastle will soon, the Newcastle Jets and Adelaide United today and tomorrow will follow suit and stand their players down. So, you know, it's obvious the players aren't going to be happy. And I think what the players are upset with is the fact that there's been no discussion. It's just come down, you know, bang. You stood down indefinitely, and you just wonder how long that's going to go on.
Yeah, Robbie, on that, again, you talk about the players just all of a sudden waking up one day and saying, that's it, you're being stood down. Where does that leave them? What now? I know the timing's not great, but what do they do? Do they look for a team elsewhere out of Australia? Is this the last thing the A-League needs right now?
Well, there's no way they're going to find one outside of Australia, of course, unless we talk about the Belarusian Premier League. Mm. They're still playing, and we'll talk about them on Friday as Barte and Dynamo Minsk, the two biggest clubs, have 0 points from two games. But no, the players, it's a wait and see. It's a little bit like everybody else to see where and how far this coronavirus is going to go on. And whether at all they're going to be able to finish the season that was stopped with, five or six rounds to go. Whether that's going to be played, it's looking unlikely. There's some tough times coming ahead for the game. Because of the coronavirus, it's brought things in a lot of areas to a head that have been going on, and I've spoken about many times over the... it's been going on for years. Mismanagement, greed from all parties. And I think all parties in football, and I talk about the PFA, I talk about the clubs, I talk about the FFA, and I exclude James Johnson from this because he wasn't around. He's come into this and he's asked to mend all the factions, if you want, that no one's ever been able to do. So to do that, it's going to take one massive, massive job.
Mm. Now, Rob, I don't want to preempt your tips for Friday about the Belarusian League. Is it Belarusian League, or is that how we're saying it? Belarusian Premier League?
I don't know. Is that the way
you're saying it? Belarusian League.
Have you done some research?
Well, I've been...
We know it's called Belarus.
Belarusian.
I'd say it's Belarusian. I don't need to be Belarusian, right, unless you're just making up more words.
Well, I could do.
I think it's Belarusian.
You have been known to make up your own words.
I think we all have, haven't we? What, yeah. You haven't done that before?
Oh, mate, many words have been made up at the dribble.
But it's just going from strength to strength, isn't it?
Yeah, look, it is. It has no opposition.
Plenty of people are watching it.
Yeah, well, it's extraordinary they're still playing to be, you know, if we're going to be really honest about it, but they are. And of course, they're at the start of their season. So as I said, they've only played two games and they're continuing on and give football fans something to watch, unlike other fans of all the other sports that have got really nothing at the moment.
No, that's right, Robbie. Look, great to talk to you as always, mate. Hope you have a good day. What's on today, by the way?
Same as yesterday.
Little.
hey, Rob, did you post
a workout.
Did you post something on Instagram with your kit off?
With my kit off?
Yeah, with your shirt off.
How dare you?
Did you or not?
If you've got it flaunted, Loss.
No, someone told me that you were training and you had the shirt off and you were showing the guns and the chest and everything.
When it's very warm, there's nothing wrong. I mean, people go to the beach and take their shirt off.
Right.
So if I'm working out and it's hot.
Yeah, but you like working out and putting yourself on video with no shirt on. That's what I'm getting at.
I am very talented, but the last time I looked, I don't think I took that video.
Oh, rightio. Just a little birdie told me.
Yeah, he's doing some chin-ups.
I'm doing some stalking.
Looking fit, though, Slater.
Oh, have you found it? You found it, Clarky?
Yeah, I've got it now on Instagram. Yeah. If you follow Robbie Slater 17, you'll see it.
Mm.
How many chin-ups are you up to?
Well, I can do sort of as many as I want, really.
You're still doing those 1,500 push-ups?
Yeah, I'm still doing the push-ups.
And what are you up to?
Body weight. Well, it's sort of evolved, the push-up challenge. So it's about doing them technically perfect. And you obviously, when you're doing them technically perfect, it's...
harder.
It's harder and you do a lot less. But, it's still going well.
Good on you, Robbie. Have a good one, mate.
I didn't bite.
What a shame.